In a very bumpy ride by 4x4, some 90 kilometers from Hargeisa, the capital, 20 huts made of twigs and clothing, a modern version of traditional homes, dot the dusty, unpaved road leading through Beldali village. It's in Somaliland, a primarily pastoralist autonomous state north of Somalia. They've been hit hard by the drought that has killed 3 people there, as well as livestock. Hashi Dari Elmi, the elder of the village, explains.
In this village, we have people who lost all their livestock. People who don't have any place where they can get food from or any sources of livelihood. They live in the small huts you see around here. Those who originally had 100 goats, they may be left with only 20, and they're all weak. We have really lost a lot of livestock here.
Somaliland has no natural rivers, only gullies that form through the country when it rains. During the drought, the villagers of Beldali relied on relief agencies such as Save the Children, trucking water into their community. For Elder Elmi, the weather pattern has changed dramatically since he was born.
In my 90 years of life, this is the worst drought I have seen. The other bad one was when I was born 90 years ago. It's only this drought and that one when people died. In those years, we had periods where we received very good rain. We used to have many animals, but over the years, things have changed and the rainfall has really decreased. In those days, we used to get rains every 2 months, every 3 months, and the maximum we went without rain was 5 months, and now we go 8 months without rain and sometimes a full year without rain.
And although many believe the rains will provide solace for the Somalilanders, it actually increases their vulnerability to the elements. Those animals that survived could die from being in the damp in their weakened state. Musa Jaman Laban used to have 400 goats and sheep. He lost the majority of his flock, which was supporting his 2 wives and 7 children, and he worries about the future.
They're still too weak to be taken and sold in the market. Nobody will buy them. At least I have some animals. There are still some families here who are much worse off than I am. I'm considered one of the wealthy people here because I still have those 50 animals. There's nothing to sell. Even if they recover and things go smoothly, we might not be able to sell them, and they might not give good prices for the livestock. That's what I worry about these days.
Living on the side of a dusty road is not easy for pastoralists who enjoy their freedom and formerly resisted living so close together. But the drought has changed everyone's perspective, says Nimo Hassana Wale, who has a family of 5 children.
If we can't get water, I have to get a jerry can and I give it to a vehicle going anywhere. And anywhere they can get water, they send it back to us with any other car that's coming this way. We have to make use of the road that we have. Since last year, we've had to rely on any water we can get from Hargeisa or the NGOs or other vehicles on the road.
Elder Elmi wants to make sure to avoid any deaths in the future, and he sees the road as their only lifeline.
This is why we moved next to the road, so that these people are easily reachable. Otherwise, we should not have been here, and many people would have stayed in this village. They came closer and closer and closer so that people can reach them easily.
The drought has taken its toll on villagers, even affecting where and how they live. Reporting for RFI from Beldali Village, Somaliland, this is Laura Angela Bagnetto.